Buccaneer Energy has experienced another setback in its efforts to deploy the Endeavor jackup rig, which has been docked at the Homer Harbor about 4 months longer than originally planned. As KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, the company was forced to replace the operator of the rig after local workers complained about not being paid.
Buccaneer Energy fired the company charged with operating the Endeavor jackup rig Friday after learning that local subcontractors were not being paid for work on the rig. Jay Marakis of JMR Worldwide, Buccaneer's public relations office, told Brian Smith of the Peninsula Clarion Friday that company officials decided to sever ties with Archer Drilling Company on Thursday. Calls and emails placed to Archer Drilling from the Clarion seeking comment were not immediately returned. Marakis said Buccaneer had entered into a letter of intent Friday with Spartan Offshore Drilling, the company that currently operates the Spartan 151 jackup rig in Cook Inlet, to take over operating the Endeavor. Marakis said Buccaneer considers itself, quote, paid in full to Archer, with the exception of some disputed amounts for work that has been done. He could not provide details on that debt. Marakis says Buccaneer will work to make sure Homer-based contractors and others who worked on the rig who are owed money by Archer are paid for their services. Homer Harbormaster Brian Hawkins said he watched an exodus of workers loading up and leaving the rig last week. He estimated about 50 construction workers, pipe fitters, welders, and other contractors were employed on the rig. Homer City Manager Walt Reedy said the announcement got the city's attention and prompted a Friday morning teleconference with Buccaneer officials. Reedy said he came away from the conference feeling it was just a, quote, short-term shakeup. Reedy told KBBI Monday that Buccaneer is also about 6 weeks behind in its payments to the city of Homer.
We had a long discussion about that on Friday, and they assured us every way that they could that the city would be paid and they would be current as soon as they possibly could.
Reedy wouldn't put a dollar amount on what Buccaneer owes the city of Homer, saying he did not wish to embarrass the company, but based on current fees for the use of the Deepwater dock, that amount is at least $75,000. Despite everything, Reedy says the city is glad to have Buccaneer at the dock and is grateful for the economic boost the company has provided. He says he is hopeful that the Homer-based workers would soon be able to return to the Endeavor rig.
Based on our conversation with Buccaneer Friday morning, I think the same contractors will be able to come back on the job. At least that's what we're hoping. I know that the welders, I think, were maybe off the job. I forget how long they were off the job, but they hadn't been paid for a couple of weeks. My understanding is there's some plumbers that were not paid, and maybe some others as well. So I think that they're all expecting to come back, and we hope that's the case.
Reedy says Buccaneer officials told him the Endeavor would be departing Homer for the Cosmopolitan Field near Anchor Point in, quote, a couple of weeks, although there is still work that needs to be performed on the rig and a necessary Coast Guard inspection has yet to take place. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.